Hey guys, this is Everdus Utopia, and this is the aftercare for Mine, All Mine, Only Mine. So this is a bit of a weird one, because I usually do these out-of-character aftercares for audio specifically revolving around the topic of non-consent, because I think it's very important. This was a completely consensual audio between two completely consenting parties. I actually really wanted to make an aftercare for this, and then I just didn't have time. Literally, I finished the audio last night. I posted maybe, 3 hours ago. It's, 9 p.m. I, just got out of work, and I was like, fuck, I didn't do aftercare. This was a really fun audio to make on a lot of levels. I think possessiveness can be very fun in... when used correctly, right? It's nice to be wanted, and that's really the what I really wanted to drive home with this audio. That being said, I do want to make sure we take a second to talk about when that kind of possessiveness goes legitimately haywire. This audio is meant to be a fantasy, right, for your listening enjoyment, hopefully. I do just want to put it out there that your partner in any way sort of sectioning you off or prohibiting you from talking to other people, whether it be, you know, strangers like the character in the audio, or your friends, right? That's not a good sign. I have to say this in a lot of my aftercares, is I'm not a licensed professional, nor do I know your life, but that might be hard to hear, right? But I guess it's important to me for personal reasons that we just get that out there. And I think that's also part of why I liked the way that this ended, where the character in the audio himself recognizes, right? He can't just lock you in the basement and keep you all to himself, right? You deserve to thrive as a person on your own. And a couple, right, should be more than the sum of its parts, and, you know, that kind of behavior, doesn't really allow for that. This is a tricky one for me to handle, too, but, I just wanted to make sure that we level on that for a second, and just make sure that, you know, if this is not, it's great, again, in a fantasy, right, or even, in roleplay, the possessiveness is great, right? It's like a fire, right? You have a nice, you know, campfire, candle, raging bonfire, whatever, right? Very nice, right? Beautiful to look at, very passionate. You can roast marshmallows on it. This metaphor is falling apart. But you let it get out of control and it will destroy you, right? It will destroy multiple people. The character, anybody who is, acting in that kind of legitimate, harmfully possessive way is not only doing their partner no favors, but they are also doing themselves no favors, right? We need to learn, I'd like to think that we need to learn to trust each other, right? And not, you know, feel like you need to cordon off people in your life from interacting with people other than yourself. I don't know why I'm saying you in the second person. One, right? I don't think people in here are necessarily wandering in here and going I need to control everybody in my life and keep them all to myself. I don't think that's really how in a harmful way, right? It's natural to want things and to feel possessive over your friends in a certain way, right? I have two best friends. And in college, I used to feel possessive and be like, oh man, they like each other more than they like me and stuff like that, right? Like, it's normal. It's a very human thing, but you can't let it get out of control, and you can't let other people's lack of control over it destroy you. And I'm not necessarily saying, like, leave your possessive partners right away, or like anything like that, right? Like, maybe that is sometimes a solution, right? And maybe sometimes it's not the one that you're looking for, right? This can also be addressed by having or attempting to have an open conversation, by consulting other people about it. That's an important one. I think it can be a really dangerous place to be in, when your mindset is, I can't talk to other people because I don't want to upset this person in my life. And that's not something I would wish upon anybody, especially you, the listener. So, yeah, again, this is not a... This is a fully consensual audio. It's intended to be fully consensual audio, right? Like, there's a very definite, like, check-in point. I made a point specifically for the character to be like, can you come over here? Or, like, can you get on your back? Like, stuff like that. But I still felt like I wanted to make an aftercare for this, because I do feel like out-of-control possessiveness... can A, be harmful to the people involved, and B, it can really sneak up on you, because it's not, you know, a crime. It's not on the same level necessarily always as, you know, a blatant act of non-consent, but, you know, it's still about, like, a loss of control over one's life, right? At the end of the day, you need to be the one who has ownership over yourself. But, you know, doing it, saying the whole ownership thing in bed, you know, in a fantasy, that's fun stuff, right? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, that's what we're here to do. And hopefully I didn't scare you off from the audio with the aftercare. Again, I made the audio with the intent of there being enjoyment over the possessiveness thing. So again, I don't think I'm gonna make a second aftercare for people who enjoy possessiveness. I just it's good. It's good if you enjoyed that part of it, then that means I did my job correctly. So yeah, thank you for listening. Hopefully this one made sense, and yeah, I'll talk to you guys in the next one. Bye.